to say y'all to just one person doesn't...
It doesn't sound good, proper.
Say there was there was a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You say,
where are your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
No, we don't use the word you all too much like that.
What if
it's more of a direct to the person that you're speaking to of in terms of conversation or something like that, I'd say.
Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and afterwards you were asking someone about the people that had gone, you'd say...
Who all went?
What if there's some children that, a group of children that obviously belongs to more than one family? You'd ask about them.
Whose kids are they? Whose kids are they?
Did you ever say who all's kids are they?
No.
And if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear, and later you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, you'd say...
What did he have to say?
Would you ever say what all did he have to say?
No, I don't think so.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And something that's baked in it's kind of like a fruit pie, only it has several layers of fruit and dough in it.
Fruit cake?
Well, maybe it's made out of apples and then got dough and then some apples and then another layer of dough, some more apples. You call that a...
I know what it is, but I can't think of it. It's a... Oh, what do they call that? It's a...
Did you ever hear of an apple cobbler?
Oh, yes, a cobbler, yeah.
What about a deep apple pie or apple slump or family pie or stack pie?
No.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
grub or eats or food.
And food taken between regular meals, you call
snacks.
That?
Snacks.
Huh?
Between meal snacks.
Okay. And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock I, what, breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten my breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
eat my breakfast.
And a sweet liquid, maybe you can take and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie. You call that a...
sauce?
And if you were thirsty, you'd go to the sink and get yourself a...
drink of water?
And you drink it out of a...
glass?
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke?
So somebody has wet that glass.
You got to clean it up?
Because the glass is, has been...
broken.
And someone might say, well, I didn't mean to
break it.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, you tell them to go ahead and...
everybody sit down and start eating, but dig in.
Okay. And you say, so he was standing up and then he...
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all...
they had all sat down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him, tell them, just go ahead and...
go ahead and eat.
Or what, yourself. Go ahead and...
help yourself.
So he went ahead and...
started eating.
And what, himself. He went ahead and what, himself, to the potato.
Served himself.
Or using the word help, you say.
He helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
helped himself.
And if you decide...
served himself.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you,
I don't care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
reheated.
Did you ever say it's been warmed over?
Warmed over, yeah.